Hi. Welcome to the fifth and last part of PHP interview questions and answers. Whether you're a new programmer with aspirations to become a PHP developer or a seasoned pro making a job switch, this podcast will guide you through. Question 81. How to use mbstring? Answer. To use mbstring in PHP, you need to have the extension installed and enabled in your PHP configuration. You can check if the extension is enabled by using the PHP info function or by looking for mbstring in the output of phpm on the command line. If it's not enabled, you can typically enable it by uncommenting or adding the corresponding extension line in your PHP configuration file and restarting the web server. Once the mbstring extension is enabled, you can start using its functions by calling them in your PHP code, passing the appropriate multibyte strings and parameters. Question 82. What is PECL? Answer. PECL stands for PHP Extension Community Library. It is a repository of extensions for the PHP programming language. PHP itself is a popular server-side scripting language primarily used for web development, and PECL provides additional functionality through extensions. Question 83. List some popular PECL extensions. Answer. Below are some popular PECL extensions. APCU, a caching extension that improves the performance of PHP applications by storing frequently accessed data in memory. Redis, an extension that provides PHP functions for interacting with the Redis key value store, allowing developers to utilize Redis features in their applications. Imagic, an extension that enables PHP to manipulate and process images using the ImageMagick library. MongoDB, an extension that allows PHP applications to connect to and interact with MongoDB databases. OAuth, an extension that provides PHP bindings for OAuth, a protocol for authentication and authorization with various APIs. Question 84. How to use PECL extension? Answer. To use a PECL extension, you typically need to download and compile it. Configure your PHP installation to load the extension, and then use the provided functions in your PHP code. PECL extensions are separate from PHP's core functionality and are developed and maintained by the PHP community. Question 85. What is GDPHP? Answer. GD refers to an open-source library for creating dynamic images. PHP utilizes GD library to create JPEG, PNG, GIF images along with charts and graphics. GD library needs an ANSI C compiler to run. Question 86. What is scripting engine? Answer. In PHP, the scripting engine is the core component responsible for executing PHP scripts. It interprets and processes PHP code to generate dynamic web pages or perform various server-side tasks. The scripting engine plays a crucial role in the overall functionality and versatility of PHP. Question 87. What is the use of scripting engine? Answer. Here are some key uses and benefits of the scripting engine in PHP, interpreting PHP code. Database connectivity. Server-side scripting. Dynamic content generation. Integration with web servers. Data manipulation and processing. Question 88. Highlight the differences between PECL and PEAR. Answer. Following are the key differences between PECL and PEAR. 1. Purpose. PECL focuses on providing a repository for PHP extensions. It allows developers to create and distribute C-based extensions that enhance the functionality of PHP. PEAR, on the other hand, is a comprehensive framework and repository for PHP libraries and packages. It aims to provide reusable components that can be easily integrated into PHP applications. 2. Type of content. PECL primarily deals with PHP extensions, which are written in C and provide low-level functionality or access to system resources. PEAR focuses on PHP libraries and packages, which are written in PHP and provide higher-level functionality and features. 3. Installation and management. To install a PECL extension, you typically need to compile and install it manually using the PHP extension build process. PECL extensions are managed separately from PHP itself. Pair packages are installed using the pair command line tool, which automates the installation process. Pair packages are managed within the PHP environment and can be easily updated or removed. 4. Community and maintenance. PECL has a specific focus on PHP extensions. It is maintained by the PHP community. Pair has a broader scope and a larger community. It is actively maintained and provides a wide range of PHP libraries and packages. 5. Usage and audience. PECL is commonly used by experienced PHP developers who require specific functionality that is not available in the core PHP distribution. It is suitable for building performance-critical or system-level applications. Pair is popular among PHP developers of all levels of experience. It provides a wide variety of reusable components, making it useful for building web applications, frameworks, and other PHP projects. Question 89. Draw a comparison between 5 Philippine pesos and 7 Philippine pesos. Answer. Performance. 7 Philippine pesos offers significantly better performance compared to 5 Philippine pesos. It has implemented a new internal engine called Zend Engine 3.0, which brings about dramatic improvements in speed and memory consumption. Benchmarks have shown that 7 Philippine pesos can execute code up to twice as fast as 5 Philippine pesos. Error handling. 7 Philippine pesos introduced a new error handling system that separates fatal errors from exceptions. It introduced a new throwable interface and the ability to catch both exceptions and errors using the try-catch block. In 5 Philippine pesos, error handling was less robust and relied heavily on custom error handling functions. Type declarations. 7 Philippine pesos introduced the concept of strict typing and added support for type declarations. You can now specify the type of a function's parameters, return type, and declare scalar type hints. This allows for better code clarity and helps catch type-related bugs early. In 5 Philippine pesos, type declarations were not available, and developers had to rely on manual type checking and casting. Null coalescing operator. 7 Philippine pesos introduced the null coalescing operator, which provides a shorthand way to check for null values and provide a default value. It allows for more concise and readable code compared to PHP 5's conditional checks with the ternary operator. Improved error messages. 7 Philippine pesos improved the error messages and error handling mechanisms. It provides more detailed and informative error messages, making it easier to debug and fix issues. In 5 Philippine pesos, error messages were often less descriptive and required additional effort to identify the root cause of an error. Removed deprecated features. 7 Philippine pesos removed several deprecated features and functions that were present in 5 Philippine pesos. This allows developers to write more modern and maintainable code without relying on outdated constructs. New features. 7 Philippine pesos introduced several new features and enhancements, such as the spaceship operator for comparison, scalar type hints, return type declarations, anonymous classes, etc. These additions improve the language's capabilities and allow developers to write more expressive and efficient code. Question 90. What is a list in PHP? Answer. A list is a construct that allows you to assign multiple values to multiple variables in a single statement. It provides a convenient way to extract elements from an array or assign them to individual variables. Question 91. What are access specifiers in PHP? Answer. Access specifiers are keywords used to define the visibility or accessibility of class members, properties, and methods. Access specifiers are used to enforce encapsulation and control the visibility of class members. They help in maintaining data integrity, preventing unauthorized access, and providing a clear interface for interacting with objects of a class. Question 92. Explain different types of access specifiers. Answer. Here are three access specifiers available in PHP. 1. Public. When a class member is declared as public, it can be accessed from anywhere, both within and outside the class. Other classes, objects, and scripts can directly access and modify public members. 2. Protected. When a class member is declared as protected, it can only be accessed within the class itself and its subclasses, derived classes. Protected members are not accessible outside the class hierarchy. Other scripts or objects cannot access protected members directly. 3. Private. When a class member is declared as private, it can only be accessed within the class itself. Private members are not accessible from outside the class, including its subclasses. Only the class that declares the private member can access and modify it. Question 93. What is now doc in PHP? Answer. In PHP, a now doc is a way to define a string literal, similar to a heredoc. It allows you to create multi-line strings without the need for escape characters or variable interpolation. Question 94. What is here doc in PHP? Answer. In PHP, here doc is a syntax feature that allows you to define a block of text within your code. It provides a convenient way to assign multi-line strings to variables without needing to escape special characters or use concatenation. Question 95. Difference between now doc and here doc. Answer. In PHP, both nodoc and here doc are syntax constructs used to define strings. They are similar in nature, but they have a few key differences. Let's explore each of them. Here doc. Here doc syntax allows you to create a multi-line string with variables interpolated within it. It starts with the followed by an identifier, often referred to as the label, which marks the beginning of the string. The identifier can be any valid label, but it is commonly written in uppercase. Here doc syntax supports variable substitution and escape sequences, similar to double-quoted strings. Nodoc. Nodoc syntax is similar to here doc, but it behaves like a single-quoted string. It starts with EOT, single quotes around the identifier, followed by the identifier, similar to here doc. Nodoc strings are treated as plain text, and variable substitution or escape sequences are not interpreted within them. This makes nodoc useful when you want to preserve the literal value of special characters or when you don't need variable interpolation. Question 96. How to terminate the execution of a script in PHP? Answer. In PHP, you can terminate the execution of a script using the exit or die functions. These functions immediately stop the script from further execution and return control to the calling environment. You can use either exit or die, based on your preference. They both have the same effect. Question 97. How long is SHA-256 hash in PHP? Answer. In PHP, the length of the variable for storing a SHA-256 hash is typically 64 characters. The SHA-256 algorithm produces a 256-bit hash, which is represented by a string of 64 hexadecimal characters. Each hexadecimal character represents 4 bits. Question 98. Specify different print functions in PHP? Answer. In PHP, there are several functions available for printing output to the screen. Here are some commonly used print functions in PHP. 1. Echo. The echo function is one of the most commonly used functions for printing output in PHP. It can be used to output one or more strings separated by commas. 2. Print. It is similar to echo and is used to output a string. However, unlike echo, print always returns a value of 1. 3. Printf. The printf function is used to format and output a string based on a specified format. It allows you to insert variables and control the formatting of the output. 4. Printr. The printr function is used to print human-readable information about a variable. It is mainly used for debugging purposes and is helpful for printing arrays or objects. 5. Vardump. The vardump function is similar to printr but provides more detailed information about a variable, including its type and value. Question 99. What are the superglobals in PHP? Answer. Superglobals are predefined variables in PHP accessible from any scope within a script. Some of the commonly used superglobals are $get, used to collect form data using the get method. $post, used to collect form data using the post method. $session, stores session variables. $server, contains information about server and execution environment. Question 100. What is the difference between unset and isset in PHP? Answer. Unset is used to destroy a variable and free up the memory it occupies. Isset is used to check if a variable is set and not null. Thank you for listening to our podcast.